Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3330. In addition to short stories from a certain point of view related to Return of the Jedi, we're also getting, apparently, multiple short stories about Return of the Jedi from Star Wars Insider that are entirely separate from those from a certain point of view stories. And the first one of them just came out in Star Wars Insider magazine. We'll talk about that today. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, from a certain point of view, we talked about that yesterday in a non-spoilery fashion. The short story we're going to talk about today, we will be a little spoilery, basically. It's one that is actually not part of the 40 short stories, so it's kind of crazy. It's like a bonus situation. It is called Shockwave, and it's by Alexander Freed of the Alphabet Squadron trilogy, and of course, a couple of others. The Rogue One novelization and Battlefront Twilight Company and yeah, other short stories too. So this is in issue 220 of Star Wars Insider magazine, and it takes place right at the end of the Battle of Endor, in that we pick things up as the Death Star is exploding and people are dealing with the shockwave from it. So the story is appropriately titled, basically. And it's really interesting when you look at it from the perspective of when we see the explosion of the Death Star in Return of the Jedi, it is a climactic moment for all of us. We get to see Admiral Ackbar slumping back in his chair in relief because the worst of it is over. All the rebels are cheering and the Ewoks are cheering on the forest moon of Endor, but people are actually still having to deal with that aftermath. And so it throws us right into the absolute terror of dealing with the shockwave, with the screams of the Death Star coming over the comm systems, as Freed puts it. There's talk about not celebrating victory until the mission is over because, you know, one person who does is subsequently fried possibly by the shockwave, possibly by one of the TIE fighters that, according to the story, is, you know, going on a suicide run. Like, a bunch of TIE fighters are either doing that or are fleeing, basically. So it's just utter and complete chaos. So in that way, this is very much an Alexander Freed story, in that it brings you into the, you know, gritty details of combat, and we are following a particular shell-shocked X-Wing pilot who has managed to survive. There's reference to Riot Squadron in here, which has appeared in other Star Wars novels, and Riot Squadron may be part of Red Squadron. It's hard to say for sure. Like, there's a mention of a Red 15, which seems to go way higher up the count of X-Wings normally in a squadron than you get to hear. But yeah, I mean, there's all little tidbits like that interspersed through out in the story too. But this is also a heartfelt story about this one particular pilot and about how the rebellion brought her and her spouse together, and their time trapped together in a location, and a droid that they built that, you know, helped them escape, and how over the years they've kind of grown distant, and the droid has kind of held them together, and the rebellion has held them together in its way. But now that the rebellion is over, where do they go and what do they do? At least the protagonist of our story is wondering that. And also considering just the cost of what they've been through, reflecting on the fact that, yes, as Admiral Ackbar says, they've won freedom for the galaxy, but in this particular moment, they are not necessarily free, and the cost of what they've done has yet to be counted. And, you know, what does it really mean to them in this particular moment when they're all shell-shocked and wounded, and people that they've loved have been killed during the course of the day in that battle? It's funny that we were talking about the joy of Return of the Jedi in yesterday's episode, and this one has a lot of, you know, the deeper and tougher emotions wrapped into it, but there's also an acknowledgement of the joy, the ecstasy, as it were, of the fact that, yes, they blew up the Death Star, and yes, Emperor Palpatine and his cloaked butcher, as Admiral Ackbar calls Darth Vader, they were on the Death Star when it happened. So this weird mix of joy and terror is all happening at once, and everybody is kind of on this knife edge of it. And Alexander Freed's story really captures that. And I think one of the, you know, little elements of it that especially captures it somehow is that it's written in the present tense. Like, everything you usually read in novels is written in past tense, and this is told in present tense, which, I don't know, there was something about that that delivered a particular bit of immediacy to it, and I thought it was a cool choice. So that's what I've got for you about Shockwave, which feels like a bonus from a certain point of view story. It's in issue 220 of Star Wars Insider Magazine, and apparently we're going to get another bonus story, or at least I'm presuming it's a bonus story, because there's going to be something from the surface of Endor happening in the next issue of Star Wars Insider Magazine. Don't know any more about that story yet or who's the writer of it, but yeah, we'll talk about it when we know on the podcast here. And that is going to do it for this episode of the show. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.